Hey there. Today we're talking about something that feels a little futuristic, but is actually really important. Cardano's CIP-197. It's basically a proposal about preparing Cardano wallets for a future where quantum computers could threaten the cryptography we rely on. That's a good way to put it. The key point is not that quantum attacks are happening right now. The bigger idea is that blockchains are long-lived systems, so their security should be planned with decades of future risk in mind. Exactly, and that's such a thoughtful way to think about it. Most blockchains, including Cardano, depend on public key cryptography to keep wallets secure. Right. A wallet uses a private key to authorize transactions, while the network uses the corresponding public key to verify that authorization. Those two pieces work together to make digital ownership possible. And under today's computing conditions, taking a public key and deriving the private key is considered practically impossible. That's what gives people confidence that their funds are protected. But quantum computers may eventually be able to solve certain mathematical problems much faster than classical computers. If that happens, it could undermine the cryptographic assumptions behind many wallet systems. So CIP-197 is really forward-looking. It's not trying to create panic about a quantum apocalypse happening tomorrow. That's an important distinction. Practical quantum computers capable of attacking major blockchain networks do not currently exist, and building fault-tolerant quantum machines at the required scale is still very difficult. Still, the proposal treats quantum risk as a serious long-term planning issue. And honestly, that feels responsible. Yes. By exploring quantum-resistant wallet protections now, Cardano could have more time to test, review, and implement safer methods without forcing a rushed migration later. And one thing that makes CIP-197 interesting is that it's specifically about wallet protection and transaction authorization. It's not just abstract cryptography research. Correct. A quantum-resistant approach would use cryptographic methods believed to resist attacks from both classical and quantum computers. Those methods might rely on mathematical structures like lattices, hash functions, or error-correcting codes. It's a lot of technical ground to cover. And for Cardano, adopting such protections would involve much more than simply swapping one algorithm for another. Exactly. Developers would need to think about transaction formats, address structures, signature sizes, verification costs, storage needs, and compatibility with existing applications. User experience matters too. A secure upgrade that is too complicated could create confusion or even increase the risk of mistakes during wallet transitions. But the potential benefits are really encouraging. Cardano users could gain stronger long-term wallet security, greater network resilience, and more confidence among institutions, especially businesses and financial organizations. They may be more willing to use a network that has a clear long-term security strategy. The proposal also encourages users to think more carefully about key management, address reuse, and wallet migration before a security crisis ever emerges. That's true, but the benefits depend on careful implementation. Post-quantum cryptography can require larger signatures or more computational power, which may affect transaction fees, block capacity, and wallet performance. So there's a balance to strike. Cardano's governance and development processes would need to weigh stronger protection against usability and network efficiency. Absolutely. For ordinary ADA holders, the key takeaway is that a proposal does not mean immediate action is required. That's a relief to hear. Network improvement proposals usually need technical review, community discussion, testing, and governance decisions before becoming part of the live ecosystem. So users should not panic, but they should continue using basic security practices. Yes, and those practices are still the foundation of wallet safety. Things like storing private keys and recovery phrases offline, never sharing them, using wallet software from trusted sources, keeping software updated, and being cautious about signing unfamiliar transactions. That last point is especially important. An attacker does not always need to break cryptography. Social engineering, phishing, malware, compromised devices, weak passwords, and poor backup habits remain immediate risks. Quantum security is only one part of wallet protection. It cannot compensate for careless key management. Right. And more broadly, CIP-197 reflects a growing trend in blockchain development. Security planning is increasingly measured in decades rather than months. That really resonates. Blockchains hold value, identity data, and transaction history that may remain important long after current hardware and software have been replaced. So Cardano's interest in quantum-proof wallet protection shows the value of addressing emerging threats before they become urgent. And if it succeeds, it would depend on transparent research, broad peer review, realistic testing, and a migration path that ordinary users can follow confidently. In short, CIP-197 places quantum-resistant wallet protection on Cardano's long-term security agenda. While quantum attacks are not an immediate concern for most users, preparing for them could help protect the Cardano ecosystem against a future computing environment that is fundamentally different from today's.